Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
What's up, everyone? This is Cole Hatter from Thrive.
Hey, this is Amy Porterfield from the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast.
Hey, this is Ryan Stuman, best-selling author of Elevator to the Top.
And if you want to make your money matter,
and if you want to build quality relationships with quality people,
you want to go to the top.
You should be listening to Build Your Network.
Build Your Network podcast.
Build Your Network.
With my boy, Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Travis Chappell.
Welcome back to the show. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know. If you agree, then keep on listening for tips on how to cultivate meaningful connections the right way. If you disagree, then tune in anyway to let me prove you wrong with my journey. My name is Travis Chappell, and this is the Build Your Network podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Build Your Network. Today is a really cool day because we are introducing a new compilation episode topic. It has been so far top networking tips, and we might bring that back at some point because, I mean, that's what the show is all about. So why not? But for now, we are switching over to masterminds and mentorship. So all of the next few episodes that are going to be released on Wednesdays, we'll be talking about mentorships and talking about masterminds and if they're a good idea, if they're a bad idea, what you should look for in them, what you should avoid, how much they are, all that kind of stuff. So that's all going to be coming up soon. So this first episode today, I'm excited about because it's going to be featuring Amy Porterfield, who's a legendary internet marketer, Cole Hatter, a mentor of mine who has done millions and millions of dollars in real estate investing and professional speaking and different things like that. And then Ryan Stuman as well, who is also a legendary online marketer, runs an eight-figure business out of Texas called The Hardcore Closer. So this is going to be an episode jam-packed full of great advice from some of the top experts out there on mentorships and masterminds. And a few of them run masterminds. I'm actually in Cole's mastermind. Ryan has a great continuity mastermind. Amy's been in masterminds with people like Marie Forleo and different things like that. So we talk a lot about this kind of stuff in these episodes, and I can't wait to share that content with you. But before we do, as most of you know, my network has absolutely exploded in the last year and a half or so. And when people ask me how I've been able to do it, the number one answer I always give is my podcast. If I did not start this show, there is no chance I would know as many awesome people as I do now. It's the perfect credibility vehicle and value-adding excuse to connect with the people that you want to connect with the most. I highly recommend starting a show, but if you do it, do it the right way. Last I heard, 90% of podcasters never make it past episode 7. So if you want to be on the right side of that statistic, do what I did. Hire a coach that's been there and done that and can walk you through the process. And yes, that is something that I do. In the last few months, I've helped a few people get their shows off the ground, and I'd love to do the same for you. If any of this resonates with you at all, then head over to buildyournetwork.co/coaching to apply. I only accept a couple people at a time because I don't want anyone lost in the process, and I'll only be helping 10 people total before I shut the whole thing down. It's very valuable, but it's also very time intensive, so I cannot do it forever. So be sure to apply over at buildyournetwork.co/coaching if you would like to get started with that. And now here is Masterminds and Mentorship Part 1 with Amy Porterfield, Cole Hatter, and Ryan Stueman. So talking a little bit into that, Cole, how have one-on-one mentorships and masterminds allowed you to build your inner circle?
That's exactly the whole point I do it. So I say this at Connect, you'll hear this again in January, and I have my mastermind and I pay for 2 masterminds. I'm a member. One of them is $10,000 a year. The other is $35,000 a year. So I personally spend $45,000 a year in the 2 masterminds I'm in, 100% to build relationships. I do not show up to the mastermind with the expectation to learn something that's going to make me $1 million. Although, that's not true. I was going to say, I don't think I have, but yes, I have picked up things that I've then brought back to my business that I can show like a monetary ROI on. So that's true, but that's not my goal. I don't show up saying, man, this content better be so heavy and so rich that I can show, you know, for the $45,000 I'm investing, $450,000 back because I got to 10x my money. That is not my goal. I show up and I immediately start looking around and saying, okay, where's my next business partner? Where's my next speaker for Thrive? Where's my next lender? And I start engaging in conversations, not with an agenda, like as I'm talking to you, it's like, how are you going to benefit me? But like we already discussed 10 minutes ago, how can I create so much value in this person's life? They feel obligated to reciprocate and bring value to mine. Mm. And that's it, dude. So, you know, at Connect, I set that expectation. Hey, I'm going to bring amazing speakers. You're going to learn a lot, but meet each other because you're all awesome in your own way and in your own industries. That's why we have an interview process to get in, because we want to bring high caliber individuals. And when I show up as an attendee, that's my expectation personally. And so Hopefully you're setting that expectation within your mastermind as well, that of course you're going to bring great content for thought-provoking conversations and, you know, some tips and strategies to actually help make money. But the real point of a mastermind versus just reading a book for information or even just going to a live event like Thrive, why we set the mastermind and don't just leave Thrive as it is and that's the end of it, is because that camaraderie, those relationships, and that network building, you can't do any other way.
Yeah, literally the entire reason you and I are on this call, and then the whole reason that I'm even a member of Connect, that I was even at Thrive, is because that's exactly the mentality that I went into the mastermind that I paid for with John Lee Dumas at his house. And I think that's one thing that separates a real relationship, is that when I paid that money for, which for me at that time was, you know, a lot of money. It was like, I think it was $6,500 just for the weekend and plus my plane ticket to Puerto Rico and back. It was cost me like $8,000 for like 3 days or so. And my initial mentality was like, man, I better get something out of this to where I can like make this money back. But then I immediately caught myself thinking that and said, you know what, don't even worry about that. The main reason to do this is just to try to be friends with somebody like John Lee Dumas. And so I changed my mentality, my mindset, and went into it thinking, how can I add value to this guy? How can I create some sort of value in John's life to where he would be a proponent of whatever content that I'm trying to push out? So I was just actively engaged the whole weekend, trying to find a way that I could help, a door that I could help open or opportunity that I could help with. And eventually we started talking about Podcast Movement, and he had a booth there and needed somebody to sell journals. And he only had one guy so far. And he asked me if I'd be willing to do some training, since my whole background's in door-to-door sales and retail sales and stuff. And so I just like, hey man, well, if you're okay with it, I'll just work the booth. And he was like, oh man, that'd be super awesome. And so I ended up working the booth at Podcast Movement. And then that's when since he was speaking at Thrive, Cole, he was like, hey, I'm also gonna be speaking at Thrive and I'm gonna have a booth there. I don't have anybody run it. You mind doing that one for me too? And I said, yeah, for sure. And it was 100% volunteer. I paid for my own hotel. I got myself out there and took a whole weekend off of my main hustle, which cost me money.
just to try to add value to somebody like John. And then when I met you there, Cole, I was like, oh man, this is somebody that I really, you know, vibe with, somebody that's got a lot of good stuff going on. And then that's when John took a picture of us, of me and him, and sent it to you and was like, hey, meet my buddy Travis while you're here. He's got some questions about your mastermind. And now I'm in Connect and we're talking on this interview, and now you're connecting me to all these other people. And it was just because of that one mindset shift that I made last May to go into it thinking, what can I give to John instead of what can I take away from this that can make me my money back? This episode of the show is brought to you by Indeed. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate is not to search at all. It's to match, and match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need this platform, guys. I'm telling you, Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging candidates so you can connect with those people even faster. And it doesn't just help you hire faster. In fact, 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And look, guys, one of the things that I wish I would have used Indeed for is this matching service. You can search and search and search and search and search all day long, but to actually be presented with quality candidates, like hiring a recruiter for you that's presenting people that has actually done the work to vet them and bring quality people in front of you, that work by itself is the fact that it's done by a software instead of like a team of high quality recruiters is pretty insane. So they leverage over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, which is why Indeed's matching engine is the best one that you can use. It's constantly learning from your own preferences. So the more you use it, the better it gets at doing the job for you. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility over at Indeed.com/Travis. Just go to Indeed.com/Travis right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed here on the podcast. Indeed.com/Travis. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed.
Totally. So we'll reverse roles here. So what I heard there and is just two things. Number one, you took action. You put your like money where your mouth is, so to speak. You know, you invested $8,000, went there. But then again, back to what we talked about earlier, you said not what can I get, but what can I give? And as a result, that's going to come back to you. You know, you talked all about that. And now you're in Connect. And bro, just the people you're going to meet and the stuff we're going to do, it's going to come back 10x. And so, you know, for the listeners taking away what to do there, lead with service. Don't lead with an agenda. Help others. It always comes back. And yeah, I'm excited to see how much further it goes. Because so now the story ends with this podcast. But then you'll be like, and then in January, because of this mastermind, I met Bob, who introduced me to Mary, who introduced me to Bob. And now we're making $10 million a year.
Exactly.
And, there's this nine person long chain all the way back to me showing up to Puerto Rico saying, how can I help John Lee Dumas? Nine people later, I'm making $10 million a year with Susan, who I would have never met otherwise. It's like,
right.
So anyway, that's awesome, man.
So what about mentorships or small group mastermind settings in regards to all of this? Should this be included in the 3 or 4 events a year in your networking budget? Are these separate things that are just based on like the phase that you're at in life? Have you personally invested in them? Tell me what your thoughts are.
Okay, so this is where I have a different take on it. If you are thinking about joining a mastermind, and these days masterminds are even more popular than when I started, and there's going to be a hefty price tag. So let's say it's a $25,000 a year mastermind. And if that's something that you want to do and you've done your research, you've talked to the leader, they are someone you would want to aspire to. These are all things you've got to think about. And it's all yeses. Then I think one, you pay in installments to make it easier for you. And two, you stretch yourself. And the reason I feel strongly about this is because that's exactly what I did when I joined Marie Forleo's mastermind way back in the day. It was $17,000 at the time. I did not have anywhere close to that. And every month I was scared, oh my gosh, I hope I make enough money to pay for this. So I had so much skin in the game that I did everything Marie told me to do. I was like the best student because I needed this to work. And I don't have a problem with that. I think that kind of hustle's totally fine when you're just getting started. So that meant I went to less events around that time because I couldn't afford both.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a stretch. Going to a networking event and joining a mastermind, totally different ballgame.
Yeah. When you pay attention. So
yes.
If you're sitting out there and you're wondering where you should put your money, I would highly recommend, it sounds like Amy would too, go do some research on some masterminds. You need to do some research though. Don't just go find somebody that you're like, hey, that's a famous person. Here's a bunch of money. Make sure that it is applicable to something that you have going on currently. And make sure, like Amy said, hit the nail on the head with this, that it's somebody that you aspire to be. Don't pay somebody money to teach you how to do things that you don't even want to do.
Or
even align with their message. You just know that they're famous, like just joining that person's mastermind just for the sake of like, well, I'm in that person's mastermind, even though like you can't even take any of the stuff that they tell you to do. And you can't even cultivate that connection that much because you're not even like close to the being the same people. Like be smart about it because it is a lot of money. But I wholeheartedly agree that it's, especially when you're starting out, it's a great way to just really fast forward, to skip rungs on the ladder, to shorten that runway for yourself.
How important would you say networking, mentorships, and relationships with other people, how important would you say those things are to your business and to your career?
Well, you know, I probably invested about $250,000 over the last 5-7 years into like personal education and mentoring and being a part of masterminds and things like that. So I think it's really important, you know, and like, I'm not a face-to-face networking thing. Like a lot of people, they say networking, they think that you just go to like a networking event or whatever.
Mm-hmm, right.
And I don't like networking events because here's what happens. Like nobody shows up at a networking event going, dude, I want to give all this business I got to strangers. Like they show up at a networking event and they're like, I hope there's a stranger here that wants to give all their business to me. So that was like, I've never really been into the physical networking side, like networking groups and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But social networking has been how I've built my empire and using connections through Facebook. I mean, every day we get, you know, probably 10 to 20 leads that are somebody that's in our network that's a referral. It's like, hey, Ryan, I wanted to introduce you to Travis. He's a podcaster and you should totally go on a show. Like, you get referrals like that from work in my sphere of influence on Facebook. We have a system we call the Lucky 7 method where you do 3 things 7 days a week, right? So those 3 things are you post on somebody's wall. So like you go to one of your friends that you acquaintance or someone you want a referral from on Facebook and you say something, right? Check out their wall, see what they've been up to. So, hey man, just thinking about you. Hope all's well. Reach out. Let's do lunch sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing that you do every day is you send someone different a direct message. You know, maybe you go and you look at their Facebook wall and see what they've been up to and you send them a direct message and start that conversation with them. Not about business at first. Like everything always turns into business,
mm-hmm.
but about at first just reaching out to them and starting striking up a conversation. Hey, how's things going? Saw you at the zoo, like whatever, right?
Right.
And then the third thing, leave a comment on somebody's post. If you do those 3 things for 7 days, that's 21 different people that you've had contact with, that you've networked with and left goodwill with. If you do that for the month, that's 93 people that you're making contact with and you're creating goodwill with and stuff like that. I find that that is the most powerful way to network on social media. And it doesn't matter if you're doing it through LinkedIn, Facebook, it doesn't matter. And so what happens though, is like when you start talking to people in the direct message and leaving stuff on their wall, they start seeing your post and you start seeing their post in the newsfeed. It benefits you exponentially to network that way because not only are they getting messages or maybe the alert that you talked to them or commented on their wall, but now all of a sudden when you post, they're seeing your post in their newsfeed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you run a couple of really, really successful Facebook groups. Do you have any tips for people looking to connect and build relationships with other people in Facebook groups specifically?
We built a big Facebook group, 60,000 people. It's the biggest sales group on Facebook. And it's called Sales Talk with Sales Pros. If you want to join, it's free to. And I've probably made $1 million, maybe two, maybe even $3 million from that group in referrals. I've got it now to a group to where I've been able to lead it so well that now mostly people drop my link for me. Someone's like, hey, how do I get help with this? There'll be 100 people and they go, oh, here's Ryan's link. Just buy his stuff. It works. We're all part of it. And without asking them, you know what I mean? They're just proud and happy. And mm-hmm. I find it when like with successful people, when they have success with something, if they know someone else is searching for success, they want them to have it because they know it's a good feeling and very few people actually want it. A lot of people say they want it, but very few people are actually willing to get it.
Right. All right. So Ryan, I know we talked about a few different tips today as we kind of gone through the conversation, but if you had to just boil it down to one, if there was just one thing that you would tell somebody on how to better build relationships, what would that one tip be?
Well, so let's just use Facebook for example, and this works in real life too, but to use Facebook, for example, I always say in order to have good friends, you have to be a great friend. And so if you are going to have good referrals, you have to be a great referrer, right? If you're going to have good networking acquaintances, you're going to have to be an awesome networking acquaintance. And so I would tell you to do more for the people that you're trying to get business from than you expect them to do for you, because there is a point. There is this like momentum, this tipping point, this law of reciprocity that finally kicks in. And for example, in our sales talk group, 60,000 members now, obviously it didn't start that way. We haven't ran traffic to it. It's all been organic, people joining, inviting their friends and stuff like that. But in the beginning, it was like, I'm the admin of the group, but I'm just some sales guy, you know?
Right.
And it took me a year and a half of building goodwill with these people, putting blog posts back there, streaming live videos, answering their question, engaging with them. And like, dude, I mean, I spent 4 hours a day in that group, making sure that everybody was taken care of. Every post was commented on. I went way over above and beyond. And now flash forward 3 years later, I hardly ever go in that group except for to make a post. And then now they support me, right? Mm-hmm. Now they're my great friends.
Right.
And so that's what I would tell anybody. It's like, if you want to have good anything, then you've got to be great at that thing that you want. So if you want to get good referrals, you want good networkers to partner with you, you need to be a great networker.
And last thing here really quick, Ryan, if you moved to a new place and you lost all of your current contacts, had to start over, what would you do at that point to start rebuilding your network?
Good question, man. So first, I would figure out what in the world I was going to do for money, right? So I'm assuming that I can't do what I do right now for money, because then I wouldn't do anything but go probably get another phone. But if I lost all my contacts, I would go get another phone. Travis, how about that? But if I lost all my contacts and I had to start all over, first thing that I would do is I would build a funnel and run an ad to cold traffic. You know, that's what I'm good at. And that's what I've built my whole business on. That's why when you said, you know, you asked me who or what matters most, and I say it's what you know that matters most, because I know how to run ads and I don't need people. I can run ads and get new people in that funnel.
Well, that's all for today's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. You might hear my guests and I talk a lot about masterminds on the show. They are literally what I attribute most of the new quality relationships in my life to. So if this is something that you are interested in at all, which it should be, then hit me up and let's chat to see if you would be a good fit for my mastermind, Build Your Network Alpha. Just shoot an email over to travis@buildyournetwork.co and let's talk about it. Have a fantastic rest of your day and remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.